Hello and welcome. Actually, we should say welcome back to the Beatles World Cup. I'm Jono. Welcome back, Rob.
Hello. Yes, I'm Rob.
Yeah. And normally on the Beatles World Cup, we take 213 Beatles songs and we reduce it down to one. And we're kind of, we're over halfway there. We're down to 64 songs as we've got through the whole of the first round, which was an epic marathon run. And yes, we took a little bit of a pause, didn't we, Rob?
Yes, we've had the Christmas period off, yes, which has been nice.
Yes. And we're still going to like mellow on the remaining 64 songs for a little bit, let it percolate, you know, for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So we're not coming back to, you know, start the knockout rounds just yet, but we thought it'd be quite nice to do like a little series of specials in the meantime to bridge the gap, you know.
A palate cleanser.
Mm, absolutely. And we're going to call this the Beatles World Cup Best Of. And it's not the best of us, because that probably wouldn't fill an episode, to be fair. Though I do still want to do like the supercut episode of Rob's emotional journey through life from birth to now, which I think we could probably cut together, couldn't we?
I think that would be fun, yeah.
Yeah. From various episodes. Anyway, what we're going to do is that we are going to each week just do a little bit of a best of chat about a certain aspect of the Beatles repertoire or world or universe or whatever you want to call it. And this week, we're going to talk about, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The best opening Beatles track. Ooh. Yes, so the best opening track on a Beatles album. Now, Rob, I'm not going to include Yellow Submarine on this. Sorry.
Okay, that's
fair. It's not right. It wouldn't feel right.
Maybe. So what do we got? We've got 12 tracks to do.
We have got 11 tracks to do. So it's, what do we got? I Saw Her Standing There from Please Please Me. It Won't Be Long with the Beatles. A Hard Day's Night from A Hard Day's Night. No Reply from Beatles for Sale. Help from Help. Drive My Car from Rubber Soul. Taxman from Revolver. Sergeant Pepper. Back in the USSR. White Album. Come Together, Abbey Road. And Two of Us from
Let It Be. Oh, I see. So you're leaving off Magical Mystery Tour as well.
It's not an album-ish.
Well, okay. Okay, 11 Ish. Tracks then.
What was the opening? Well, Magical Mystery Tour, right?
Yeah,
I think we can safely push that one away. Hey, now Rob, you've ordered them brilliantly, like from 11 to 1. So should we just do it that way?
In order to know what was my number one, I sort of needed to know where everything else fell. If that makes sense.
Total sense. Mm. Yeah. So do you want to go through it? Just start from number 11, and we'll go through it. And then I'll tell you mine.
Yeah, okay. I'll blast through this real quick. In at number 11, probably no surprise to our regular listeners, I'm putting Sergeant Pepper's. And it's an example of how good the Beatles' number one tracks are, that Sergeant Pepper's, the track, not just the reprise, but the track, is actually not bad, and I like it. So for it to be like the worst in at number 11, that says something about the quality of this list. You want to say something there, or will I go on?
I'm just not surprised in the slightest, so sure. Yeah, there we go.
In at number 10, I've got It Won't Be Long from With the Beatles, and I just can't find anywhere else to put this. I think it's a great track, bops along. I just can't find anywhere else to put it, so it's sitting there.
Sweet.
In at number 9, I've got No Reply from Beatles for Sale. This is similar. I think it's a very underrated song. I love the big acoustic swishes and swoops and the I Nearly Died parts and all that, but I just can't find a higher place for it on the list. In at number 8, I've got Two of Us from Let It Be. You know, Paul and John doing what they do best. Such a joyous song about Paul and Linda driving nowhere. You know, I love it.
Was it about Paul and Linda, though? I mean, he always says it's about Linda. Maybe consciously it was about Linda, but subconsciously about John.
Well, that's a Sigmund Freud moment.
And that, do you know that actually in the Glyn Johns original mix of the album, that was not the opening track. of the album. Do you know what it was?
Oh, gosh. Off the top of my head, no.
One After 909.
Ah! Wow.
I think they made the right call.
Somehow I...
Well
I
done, Phil. Right. It was one of the one things you got right.
Yeah. In at number seven is Come Together from Abbey Road.
Oh. And
this surprises me because I think of that track and I think it's a much higher song on the list. But when you actually get all these songs down on paper, I couldn't get it any higher.
Mm-hmm.
In at number six, Back in the USSR from the White Album. Another banger. Rocks along. I think it did very well in our heats, if I recall, back last year sometime. But, in at number six for me there. In at number five, I've put Taxman from Revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Taxman and Back in the USSR were interchangeable. The five and six positions were interchangeable here. Yeah, I think it's a cracker. I think the bass line in particular, when you think of how albums begin, you put the disc on the platter or you put the CD in the machine or even you just click on a digital file and that first track starts, you know, boom, 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 you know, the bass. It's like, that is an album intro. So from here on in, these are just songs that when you put the record on, it is a first track. It just sounds like a first track. You know what I mean?
Taxman is great because, you know, when they released, obviously the big deluxe edition of Revolver and they released a couple of tracks early sort of showing the remaster and Taxman came out and there was one on Tidal, which I'm not a subscriber to, but Tidal, you can get like the full, like multi-layered top quality, you know, possible version. And a friend of mine had a pretty good speaker set up and I sort of sat and listened to it and it was like you were sitting watching the band in the recording studio and the drums were over there and thing was, and given that this was like a two-track final master, was it? They would literally pulled all of the stuff out of a left and right final mix.
Yeah, to be quite compressed, I imagine.
Yeah. So, thank you, Peter Jackson, for that.
Oh, that's good. So, we're up to number four. And again, a track where it comes on and you just think, yes, an album is starting. And it's Help from Help. Just the way that crashes in. I can't think of that sitting anywhere else on an album apart from the first track. In at number three, I saw her standing there from Please, Please Me. Just a rockin' number, as we said in one of the heats. Can't believe this is like the first track on the first album. It is so accomplished.
The first thing that anyone would have heard. Crazy,
yeah. Yeah. And compared to other tracks on the album, light years ahead of them.
Yeah.
You know, recorded at the same time on the same equipment, yet there's something about this track that's just boom. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In at number two, and this may surprise some people that it's not number one, I'm putting Drive My Car from Rubber Soul. Again, like Taxman, a really great bass line, the beep, 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 yes, you know, in the chorus, just wonderful, joyous, happy, you know. Again, can't think of it sitting anywhere else on the album. Which just leaves the number one, and if you're a Beatles fan, you know what I'm about to say. It's A Hard Day's Night.
If you're a Rob fan, you know what he's about to say.
Oh man, this is just iconic. And as I've said before, it does have a little cheat going on because you can't not help but think of the film when you hear it and all those great shots of the boys running down the train station, glorious black and white footage. Oh, it's just great. That first guitar chord and then into it, boom. It is the Beatles' best first track on an album.
Rob, this is the third time that you have chosen A Hard Day's Night. You chose it originally and it didn't win. Night. You brought it back from the dead.
Yes.
When it had died. And now, yeah, there we go.
Yes. It's great.
Awesome. Shall I tell you my list? Because it's not 1,000 miles different to yours, but there are some big differences. So my number 11, it won't be long. Number 10, No Reply. Number 9, I saw her. Number 9, Sergeant Pepper's. So pretty much the back three are the same back three.
Just in a different order.
Just in a slightly different order. Number 8, Two of Us. I think that was the same as you.
Yes,
number
it is.
Number 7, Taxman.
Okay. Two slots away from me.
Yeah. Number 6, Help. Number five, I saw her standing there. Number four, Come Together. My number three was A Hard Day's Night.
Okay, it's up there.
It's up there. Number two, Drive My Car.
I'm
loving it. Yeah, that is a song, I think, since we've done this show or this podcast that I have listened to more and more and just, I'm down with it. I love it.
Oh, my work is complete.
You're rubber souling me. Your rubber sole is getting an imprint on my brain. And number one for me, because I just think it's such an awesome, just cool opener. You open with a sound effect. How is that, you know, to be beaten back in the USSR? Easy peasy. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the track we're the furthest away on.
Yes. I'm in America. You're in Russia. There's an ocean between us, but I just love that. I love the fact that it's really like just straight into it, and you're smiling when you hear that. Your foot's tapping. It's just awesome. The little Beach Boys parody, fun, great.
Oh yeah,
lots of wordplay. Awesome.
Oh, it's in the top half of these picks for me too. So yeah, I completely agree with you. You know.
So if I put all these together, which I've just done a quick mathematical equation, our top three, Rob.
Yes.
Number three, Back in the USSR. Yeah. Number two, Drive My Car. But number one is A Hard Day's Night.
Yes.
It wins. It's having a resurrection.
Excellent.
But I've got to say, God, they knew how to pick them. There really isn't a dud on that list at all, is there?
No, well, that's why I had to make a list originally. You know, we were saying we'll do this episode. I thought, oh, well, I can just pick, you know, my top three or four or something and I'll figure it out. No, I actually had to sit down with all the tracks and put them in an order to sort of understand what I was doing. And when I looked at them, I thought, these are all really good.
Yeah.
You know.
Fabulous stuff.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, there you go. The Beatles knew how to open an album. Well done, Beatles. Hey, tell you what, I think we should do this again. I think there's more best ofs that we should do. Can I throw at you, Rob, what I think next week's one should be?
Oh, okay. Hit me.
Next week, I think we should discuss the best Beatles album cover.
Cover. Oh, artwork.
And I'm talking artwork here, not, you know, cover. So we don't have to discuss your...
I can't even remember
what's the name of it again.
Honey Don't.
Honey Don't. Oh, God. I blotted it out of my memory. Yeah. So the best album cover. So, and hey, look, let's chuck in Yellow Submarine on this one.
Okay. Okay. Let's do that.
Just cause.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Well, join us next week. Hey, and if you've got thoughts on whether, you know, we got this list right with the opening tracks, we'd love to hear your feedback on Twitter. You certainly don't hold back, all of you, sometimes, which is great. It has been a little quiet, obviously, because we've just taken a wee sojourn, but we're back. Mm-hmm. We're back.
We are back.
And we want to hear you. We want to hear from you again. So, yes, do that at Beatles World Cup on Twitter. You can email us at thebeatlesworldcup@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we will look forward to seeing you next week for album covers.
Yes, looking forward to that.
Let's get into it. All right, have a lovely week. See you later.
Bye-bye.